In today's news headlines, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff gave a press briefing on Wednesday morning addressing the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. Pelosi explained her reluctance to go down this path, while Schiff warned that the White House's foot dragging would amount to obstruction.
We take this to be a very sad time for the American people, for our country. In the dark days of the revolution, Thomas Paine said, "The times have found us." We think the times have found us now, and we see the actions of this president being an assault on the Constitution. Once we had his even admission to that, we had no choice but to go forward.
We don't want this to drag on months and months and months, which appears to be the administration's strategy. So they just need to know that even as they try to undermine our ability to find the facts around the president's effort to coerce a foreign leader to create dirt that he can use against a political opponent, that they will be strengthening the case on obstruction if they behave that way.
That's House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff, and before him, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. President Trump live-tweeted the press conference, railing angrily and resorting to name-calling, profanity, and lies. He called Schiff a, quote, lowlife, and claimed that he, quote, got overwhelmingly elected in 2016, even though he had lost the popular vote by 3 million votes. On Tuesday, Trump went as far as claiming that he was facing a coup, writing on Twitter, quote, "What is taking place is not an impeachment, it is a coup intended to take away the power of the people, their vote, their freedoms, their Second Amendment, religion, military, border wall, and their God-given rights as a citizen of the United States of America." State Secretary Mike Pompeo has confirmed that he was listening in on the July telephone conversation between Trump and Ukraine's president that's at the heart of the whistleblower complaint against Trump. Pompeo's confirmation came a day after reports emerged in the news. And at his press conference on Wednesday morning, Congressman Adam Schiff singled out Pompeo's refusal to allow State Department staffers to testify in front of Congress. He accused Pompeo of interference.
"We are deeply concerned about Secretary Pompeo's effort now to potentially interfere with witnesses whose testimony is needed before our committee, many of whom are mentioned in the whistleblower complaint. And we want to make it abundantly clear that any effort by the secretary, by the president, or anyone else to interfere with the Congress's ability to call before it relevant witnesses will be considered as evidence of obstruction of the lawful functions of Congress. And more than that, will allow an adverse inference to be drawn as to the underlying facts, that if they are going to prevent witnesses from coming forward to testify on the allegations in the whistleblower complaint, that will create an adverse inference that those allegations are in fact correct."
Meanwhile, the State Department Inspector General Steve Linnick has requested an urgent meeting with lawmakers on Wednesday afternoon. According to CNN, Linnick is expected to, quote, provide staff with copies of documents related to the State Department and Ukraine. CNN also reported that, quote, one congressional aide described the state inspector general's request as highly unusual and cryptically worded. And on Thursday, Kurt Volker, the U.S.'s envoy to Ukraine, who resigned last week after the whistleblower complaint came to light, will testify to Congress. Marie Yovanovitch, the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, who Trump disparaged in his July phone call, and who was fired in May, will be testifying next week. Meanwhile, House Oversight and Reform Committee Chair Elijah Cummings has warned the White House that it will issue a subpoena for documents related to the Ukraine scandal if staffers did not turn them over to Congress. Politico reported that the House Oversight Committee is also looking into a separate allegation over, quote, whether groups tried to curry favor with Trump by booking rooms at his hotels but never using them. This line of investigation is apparently part of the impeachment inquiry, and it hadn't yet been reported. Representative Jerry Connolly, a Democratic member of the committee, said, quote, Now, we're looking at near raw bribery. That was the risk from day one, foreign governments and others trying to seek favor, because we know Trump pays attention to this. It's an obvious attempt to curry favor with him. The New York Times published a bombshell investigation on Tuesday based on interviews with more than a dozen Trump administration officials about a peculiar meeting in March of this year regarding the president's demands to fortify the U.S.-Mexico border. Here is the critical portion of the story. Quote, privately, the president had often talked about fortifying a border wall with a water-filled trench stocked with snakes or alligators, prompting aides to seek a cost estimate. He wanted the wall electrified with spikes on top that could pierce human flesh. After publicly suggesting that soldiers shoot migrants if they threw rocks, the president backed off when the staff told him that was illegal. But later in a meeting, aides recalled, he suggested that they shoot migrants in the legs to slow them down. That's not allowed either, they told him. End of quote. In other immigration news, Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan, in an interview with the Washington Post, revealed how uncomfortable he was with the Trump administration's anti-immigration, anti-immigrant rhetoric and policies. McAleenan admitted that the policy to separate children from parents, quote, went too far. He said, quote, when you see the impact in the six-week period on 2,500 or so families and understand the emotional pain for those children, it's not worth it. The one part of this whole thing that I couldn't ever be a part of again. A federal judge has just ruled in favor of Harvard University in a case around affirmative action involving Asian applicants. The judge wrote, quote, the court finds no persuasive documentary evidence of any racial animus or conscious prejudice against Asian Americans, and that, quote, ensuring diversity at Harvard relies in part on race-conscious admissions. Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg has been caught in a secret audio recording warning against Elizabeth Warren as president. This is what Zuckerberg said.
Like Elizabeth Warren, who thinks that the right answer is to break up the companies, if she gets elected president, then I would bet that we will have a legal challenge, and I would bet that we will win the legal challenge. Does that still suck for us? Yeah. I mean, I don't have to, have a major lawsuit against our own government. I mean, that's not like the position that you want to be in when you're, it's like we care about our country and like want to work with our government to do good things. And but look, at the end of the day, if someone's going to try to threaten something that existential, you go to the mat and you fight.
That's Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg referring to a Warren presidency representing an existential threat to his company. Warren responded on Twitter saying, quote, what would really suck is if we don't fix a corrupt system that lets giant companies like Facebook engage in illegal anti-competitive practices, stomp on consumer privacy rights, and repeatedly fumble their responsibility to protect our democracy. And finally, in Iraq, Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi is facing the largest uprising of his tenure. Iraqi security forces on Tuesday fired tear gas and live rounds at a crowd of about 1,000 protesters in the capital, Baghdad, injuring hundreds of people. Iraq's interior ministry said it, quote, regretted the violence, but also blamed protesters for inciting it. There were protests in other Iraqi cities as well, with security forces firing into crowds and killing two people. And that does it for our news headlines today.